Good evening. This is Akashvani. The news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharji. Indian Home Minister Amit Shah is chairing a high-level meeting in New Delhi to review the security situation in Jammu and Kashmir. During the meeting, Mr. Shah will take stock of the security situation in the wake of the recent terror attacks in Jammu and Kashmir. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir Manoj Sinha, and Union Home Secretary Ajay Bhalla are attending the meeting. Director of Intelligence Bureau, senior army officers including Chief of Army Staff General Manoj Pandey and Chief of Army Staff Designate General Upendra Dwivedi, Director General of CAPF's Chief Secretary and DGP of J&K and other senior officers are also present in the meeting. In Jammu and Kashmir, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha has directed the Civil and Police Administration to work in close coordination with the security agencies to neutralize the terror ecosystem. He directed that those aging and abetting terrorists and their ecosystem should not be spared. The Lieutenant Governor said this while chairing a high-level meeting on the security situation in Srinagar yesterday. During the meeting, the Lieutenant Governor sought the action taken report from the DCs and SSPs to curb the menace of drug abuse in their respective districts. The government organized a conference on India's progressive path in the administration of criminal justice system in Kolkata today. Indian Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal, while inaugurating the conference, said that the three new criminal laws, which are entirely freed from the colonial hangover, have been framed to deliver speedy justice to the people. He said laws need to be changed according to time and the situation of the country. Following long-awaited demands from various quarters of the country to amend the repressive criminal laws of the British era, three new laws, namely the Bharatiya Naya Sanhita 2023, the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita 2023 and the Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam 2023 will be effective from 1st of the next month and give people the right to timely, speedy and error-free justice instead of colonial repressive criminal laws. Indian Law and Justice Secretary Rajiv Mani, Central Law Commission Member Secretary Rita Vashishta discussed various important aspects of the new laws. Vice President and Chairman of Rajya Sabha Jagdeep Dhankar will inaugurate the newly constructed Prerna Sthal in the Parliament House complex today. Speaker of the Lok Sabha Om Birla, Deputy Chairman of Rajya Sabha Harivansh Narayan Singh and Minister of Parliamentary Affairs Kiran Rijiju will also attend the inauguration. All the members of Rajya Sabha and Lok Sabha have also been invited to the program. The Prerna Sthal has been built in a way to ensure convenience of dignitaries and other visitors who will be able to see and pay tributes to the statues of great leaders and freedom fighters at one place inside the Parliament House complex. Union Minister for Rural Development, Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, has said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will transfer around 20,000 crore rupees in 9 crore 3 lakh farmers' account on Tuesday from Varanasi under the PM Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Mr. Chauhan said that 3 lakh crore rupees have been transferred in 11 crore farmers' accounts so far in the last 10 years. Mr. Chauhan said that he has written letters to all chief ministers to join the event on Tuesday. He said that he has also reviewed the work plan for his ministry under the 100-day plan of the new government. The minister further added that he has to take every problem seriously, and if there is a need to change the rules and regulations of the scheme, then amendments will be executed. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed delight over the Smriti Van Earthquake Memorial Museum in Bhuj, Gujarat, making it to world's selection for the UNESCO Prix Bursey Museums 2024. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Smriti Van in Kutch is a tribute to the lives lost in the tragic earthquake of 2001. He said that it is a reminder of human resilience and courage as well. The world's most beautiful achievements recognition granted by the Prix Bursey highlights the primary role of the laureates in beautifying and improving the living environment. The trial run of Vande Bharat's sleeper class train will start in the next 2 months. Currently, the railway is running Vande Bharat Express with only cheer, curse. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.